Now, builders are learning that desperate times require desperate measures, but woe betide if they take a shortcut. Councils and a lawyer are warning that a rising tide of people wanting to alter their building consent can bring big problems with it. Phil Pennington reports.
The newly expanded building team at the busiest little council in the country, Selwyn District, faces a flood. Not only does it rank just third behind Auckland and Christchurch for new house numbers, with consents pouring in at almost 2,000 a month or a fifth above last year, but hot on their heels are coming the requests to amend those consents. Tim Harris leads the 30-strong team.
They can't just get the materials that they had been approved for their building consent, so a lot of inquiries. Anything from plasterboards, trusses and frames, down to things like handles.
Substitutions can be made for many materials, and some minor variations can even be made on site. But others require amendment and council sign-off. Selwyn is aiming to do those in 10 working days, half the time for a full consent. But in reality, Harris's team is hard-pressed.
The more workarounds, the more variations, the more amendments we get, that actually is extra work for us on top of the volume of new applications coming through the door. That's why we're trying to talk to our people really early on and saying, look, you might have some issues sourcing this material and you need to think about what you're going to do.
The builders coming in the door may face delays, especially if they left it late. And that's quite likely, given it's only becoming clear day by day just how severe and long-lasting the supply shortages could be, with some merchants now refusing to accept major orders unless the builder can wait till next year. However, it's those builders who don't ask but sub out products anyway, out of desperation, say, that really worry Harris.
We're all in this together, but the builders under the pump got customers yelling at them, and they, in some cases, are looking for shortcuts that sometimes backfire them. If they've used something that hasn't been approved, they might struggle to get their certificate of compliance.
At scores of jobs, maybe a tenth of the 1,800 inspections they do a month in Selwyn, his inspectors are running into problems just like this. A recent industry webinar heard from people urging architects to do a better job of specifying what's needed so that suppliers can match that. Matthew Duda of networking company EBOS says the other suggestion is for more flexibility.
Can we effectively have more options for people to, if there are delays, that they've actually got some choice?
Tim Harris at Selwyn says council's hands are largely tied because of the building code and liability. Lawyer Tanya Wood, a partner at Duncan Cottrell, warns against builders just trying it on.
The builder would take the risk that the council didn't deem it to be a minor variation and then council couldn't retrospectively issue an amendment to the building consent.
Everyone is facing what Wood calls a perfect storm of supply, labour and consenting pressures that is upping the risk of delays while lowering the margins that builders get paid from.
You need to understand your ability to be able to get that substitution made with the client and or council. And if there's delays caused by having to substitute a product, then understanding whether you're entitled to what's called an extension of time under your contract.
Architects suggest builders have a pre-application chat with councils. Selwyn is innovating by fast-tracking consents for designers, builders and developers who meet certain criteria. Other innovations are also appearing. Merchants are typically now only supplying major orders for frames and roof trusses to jobs that already have their consents in place. This is being done not to combat stockpiling, as most frames and trusses are bespoke for the individual job, but to help ensure those who are the most ready to build are getting priority.